Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining today's webinar from our Onapsis Research Lab. My name is Cecile Giloy, and I will be managing today's session. Before we get started, I have some housekeeping notes. First, I want to point out the questions module within the ON24 platform. We welcome you to enter your questions at any point during the presentation, and if time allows, we will answer whatever questions we can at the end of the session. You can always adjust the size of the media player and slides on your end to make them bigger or smaller, depending on your preference. And finally, please know that this session is being recorded, and we will share a link to the session after we wrap up today. Now, I'm going to pass it over to our presenters. With us today, we have Paul, Director of the Onapsis Research Lab, and Patu, Senior Security Researcher. The Onapsis Research Lab observed and analyzed malicious activity detected through our Global Threat Intelligence Cloud. The team will now walk you through the findings. And with that, I will hand it over to our research team. Take it away.
Thank you very much, Cecile. Welcome, everybody, to our webinar today, where we're going to be discussing the anatomy of a C2 incident on an SAP system. Now, it's important to specify that the C2 is a cybersecurity term. It means command and control. With that said, a little bit about myself and Ignacio Favreau. I am the director, like Cecile said, of the offensive security research team here at Onapsis Research Labs. And I've spent a career in working on research and threat research. Ignacio Pato, you want to intro yourself?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Pato here. I've been in Onapsis for 5 years doing security research, participating in a lot of pen tests with customers and also finding vulnerabilities and delivering talks. And I'm glad to be here to show you this specific study case. So let's go.
Awesome. I'm glad that we're both here to be able to talk about it too. A little bit more about the Onapsis Research Lab. So we are absolutely the world's ERP security experts. We were founded 15 years ago. And combined with everyone on the team, we have over 70 years experience in both SAP and cybersecurity across the whole team. Now, what I do want to call out is that we do work closely with organizations like CISA. We do work with the Department of Homeland Security, Germany's BSI, as well as the SAP PCERT team. So they work with us on these vulnerabilities. Throughout our history, we found over 1,000 zero days, and US CISA has issued 6 critical alerts based upon our research. We've both presented and have conducted training at organizations such as RSA, DEF CON, ECHO Party, Black Hat, LAHACK, and Troopers. We've also been featured in a lot of locations such as CNBC, Wall Street Journal, Fortune, Reuters, and Forbes. So for today's agenda, as we start to dive into the anatomy of this command and control incident on an SAP system, we're going to take a look at the key highlights of the research. We're going to go over the active exploitation of the SAP vulnerabilities. We're going to dive into that incident itself, the C2. And we're also going to step into why this, does this matter and what your next steps are. The key point here is that threat actors are exploiting SAP for various reasons. We highlight those here as well, and then we're going to dive into the C2. Okay, so as we dive into this highlight, what I want to talk about is this is coming from our chatter research. Okay, at a high level, what we found at the chatter research that we partnered with Flashpoint on was that threat actors across the spectrum are very much learning and are very much interested and are very much actively engaging in systems that have SAP. So they're targeting SAP systems. They're targeting for ransomware. They're targeting for the data that SAP has. And they are holding that data for ransom with organizations. They're discovering what the exploits are, and they're selling those exploits. Those exploits themselves have seen a massive increase throughout the past few years. It's gone up over 400%. So the biggest takeaway that I want everyone here to understand, if you haven't seen the results of the Chatter threat research earlier this year, is SAP has landed for these threat actors, going from script kiddies all the way to ransomware gangs, APTs, nation state backed threat gangs. We can't hide from this fact anymore. They are actively targeting SAP either through new exploits that they're trying to hunt for, or through exploits that script kiddies are able to access out there on the web. What's also important here is to understand that sophisticated attacks are coming from everywhere, right? And in this particular instance, we're seeing the incident take 2 minutes to compromise. It took them 20 minutes to get hands on to the system itself. Now, in prior research that we've conducted, and it still holds true today, which is why we're bringing it up here, is the fact that new systems, when they come online, it takes less than 3 hours for those systems to be targeted online by threat actors. The other important thing that we're going to cover, and we're going to dive into a slide that's going to be upcoming from the Chatter report, is we show that not only are threat actors are talking about old vulnerabilities, because what do you think, right? You think that they're targeting new, right? We're always talking about 0 days. But no, not in this case. Threat actors are very much still interested in actively pursuing those old vulnerabilities. It's important to them just as much as the 0 days are. Now, this particular slide is diving more into the C2. We already mentioned the 2 minute time to compromise. What we've also observed is the list of IPs that were involved in this particular attack. And there were over 200 countries. Now, some of that is going to be different or affected by Tor or VPS. But when we take a look at the list of unique IPs, that's coming back to over 200 countries that were involved. What we're seeing is that SAP attackers are patient. They're persistent. They are using those old and new vulnerabilities. They're using and learning about misconfigurations, weaknesses, and exploits. What's important here to note is that SAP has already patched these vulnerabilities, in some instances, years ago. We're going to dive into that in a little bit. They're focused on the end game. Ransomware gangs have evolved their payloads to target SAP applications and data. And again, the demand and prices for SAP exploits are increasing rapidly. This is a slide that comes from that joint research Chatter report that we did with Flashpoint. And it's important to talk about this slide. Right, we talk about those old vulnerabilities. We can see in the first column, the CVE column, the very first one, it's from 2010, right? And then we see a few from 2016, 2018, 2020. These are older. They've all been patched by SAP. They're all publicly available exploits. And the next column, the KEV catalog, that's the known exploited vulnerability list that CISA maintains. So it's not just us, Onapsis, that's stating SAP is being targeted by ransomware. It's not just SAP that's stating that SAP is targeted by ransomware. It's also CISA that's verifying and confirming, as of last year, that SAP is actively being targeted by ransomware gangs. And these are the 12 vulnerabilities that we saw in the chatter report, but we've also seen in the CISA catalog that they're saying, yes, they are actively being exploited by criminals. The ransomware risk column is a column that Flashpoint has provided. When you take a look at these particular vulnerabilities, these vulnerabilities match other vulnerabilities out there that are known to be used for ransomware. So the first two, for instance, Flashpoint risks them as high compared to other vulnerabilities that are being used for ransomware. As a side note, the last column we had for the chatter report, we were showing our customers at the time that these vulnerabilities, we were providing protection for our customers either on 0 day or on patch day when SAP had released that data. Okay, so when we talk about the spectrum of the vulnerabilities or exploits, the reasons why threat actors are exploiting SAP vulnerabilities, here is a list of some of the reasons why. And one of the reasons that we have been talking about here is ransomware, right? We've seen from the chatter report that 400% increase in ransomware incidents that they're targeting SAP data. That type of evidence that we've seen comes from the ransomware blog sites, the ransomware sites that you access via Tor. They've got that information up there and available for people to go ahead and download, for people to go ahead and purchase, and to consume. Another reason why is for financial fraud, which we'll get into here. Threat actors such as FIN13, we're going to talk about that shortly. And we also have another reason why, right? It's to access that SAP information as highlighted by CISA. For the infrastructure component, this is more relevant to what we're talking about today. One, we've seen to perform cryptocurrency mining. And the other one that we're describing in this webinar is to deploy malicious malware. As we dive into that and get a little bit closer, here is a slide coming back from the chatter report focusing on the ransomware incidents. We've put this nice chart together. We can see that 400% growth rate. It's based on the data that we were researching in partnership with Flashpoint. On the left-hand side is an example of an SAP CVE. And what's important to note is if you're not familiar with the CISA KEV catalog, last year they added in a new attribute into the catalog. It's called the known to be used in ransomware campaign. And so in the prior table where we saw in the KEV catalog that they were known to be exploited for ransomware campaigns, this is what you're seeing here, right? So in this particular case, this was added in 2021, November, and they're actively being used. So it's not just us saying that SAP is being targeted. It's CISA that's showing clear evidence in their KEV catalog, which you can go ahead and access yourselves and take a look. And I highly advise you to stay in touch with the KEV catalog because it's a very useful database or a catalog of information that you can use in your own risk analysis. This is a sample of a conversation happening in the threat repository that we were working on with Flashpoint. You can see here, threat actors are posting in the deep and dark underground that they have infiltrated. Like, this is evidence, right? This is evidence that threat actors are posting. They've infiltrated companies and they've captured full backups of SAP's databases. They've got all that information and it's available for purchase. That they're also acquiring companies' confidential data and they're talking and they're training other threat actors as to the importance of SAP data, how they themselves can get into a company's SAP data, and they train them on how valuable that SAP data really is. All right, now I'm going to hand it off to my co-speaker, Pato.
Yeah, as Paul mentioned in a couple of slides before, SAP systems are really interesting target for many reasons, but also are huge and complex with a lot of components, difficult to maintain up to date and also well configured. So they attract a lot of attention and being targeted for a lot of reasons. Another reason that we wanted to highlight is the financial fraud. We have a study case from a couple of years ago that showed a threat group known as Elephant Beetle was actively doing some financial fraud in a company for around 3 years and subtracting around $30 million from that company. The abuse, the study case is known, is publicly available, and they identify as the entry point an SAP system, of course, abusing also the SAP system to perform the financial fraud, with a really old vulnerability from 10 years ago. So again, SAP systems are huge, are complex, are really difficult to keep up to date and secure and well configure. So monitoring is really important. Here is a case in which the we have more precisely financial fraud, one of the and probably other stuff. Imagine that they were there for 3 years. A lot of stuff can be done through this SAP system. Another example is to get business data. Here is a case that we share with CISA to show them that the threat actors are interested in business data. So this is a research of our own. I will show you a video, maybe a part of a video that we share with CISA to demonstrate this threat actor interacting with the SAP system. So, just a second. Well, what are we showing here is a threat actor that we were able to capture in our systems from different countries interacting with the SAP system. This situation or these videos were abusing the recon vulnerability from 2020. And as you can see clearly, the threat actor is trying to access to the component that the system has installed. So maybe they know if they can contain some specific kind of data, or trying to understand the type of user they have, the usernames and different ways to access to the system. In this case, we have a Chinese threat actor based on the encoding of the language. But again, I wanted to show just part of this video that we share with CISA also to demonstrate that threat actors are interested in business data of the SAP system also. Different locations, as we can see here. So we'll go back to the slides. Another situation that we realized that is another attraction for threat actors in the SAP system is the underlying infrastructure. In this precise case, we are going to show that. So we are using this concrete example for that. Before we start with this use case, I will introduce you some basic concept. So maybe if you are non-technical people, we are all in the same page with this. When we talk about RCE, or Remote Command Execution Vulnerabilities, is a vulnerability that allows to execute OS commands specifically in a remote device. In this case, the attacker was abusing a vulnerability that allows to execute OS command through the SAP system. Sometimes this is interesting because they don't have access directly, of course, to a terminal in the underlying OS, but abusing a vulnerability in the application layer, in this case the SAP system, they can use the underlying infrastructure to perform any kind of commands. Can be the previous situation that we mentioned, or the previous interest, like financial fraud or any other of the others. In this case, is for abuse of the underlying infrastructure. Another technical concept is a botnet, which is basically a group of devices under the control of an attacker or a group of attackers. Usually they try to get a lot of devices in this situation, also known sometimes as zombies, for different reasons. They can use it to steal information of the networks that in which they are being placed, or perform some distributed denial of service. Having enough devices under their control, they can target only one site, for instance, and take it down, performing a denial of service, to perform ransom attack, ransom information, and ask afterwards for a payment to recover the data. Spam or phishing campaigns. If the device that they control have access to any kind of mail service, they can send phishing campaigns abusing a real account, or jump hooks to internal infrastructure. Sometimes they want to access to the internal infrastructure because maybe the SAP system is not the target in itself, but they know that the company has other information, could be any kind of data. They can abuse it to the entry point to afterwards gain access to other devices inside the network. So these are some of the possible reasons that they want to have these bots implanted in our devices. A bot can remain passive and undetected for a long period of time. That's why important to have, of course, any security measure that protect for weird processes that can have in our devices. And maybe the attacker known that the bot was implanted in the device, and they keep it there until the time they need for any of the previous mentioned reasons. This fight also is usually really unbalanced, because an attacker only needs only one entry point, like a misconfiguration or some unpatched vulnerability, to be able to drop this kind of malware. And as I mentioned, the SAP system can be a target for to abuse of this SAP system, or to start an starting point for a more complex attack that could be a denial of service, a phishing campaign, or any of the others. Another interesting point that we usually try to highlight is that by design, the SAP system needs to trust each other, to share information, or to start a process that requires from different SAP system components. So if one SAP system is compromised, usually tends to only a matter of time to compromise the entire landscape. So also we want to highlight, maybe when we go to through the conclusions, maybe we can talk a little bit more about this, but we usually need to secure the entire landscape of the SAP system, to put in words, if we have development system, QA, and production systems, all of them are important in regards of security. So sometimes that is something that we try to highlight in that aspect. So that is also another importance of securing the SAP system, or to take into account in the bot situation, because they are interesting target, because give us a lot of chance to have a group of devices pretty quickly if we know about the technology that is running. Going more concretely or precisely to the study case, on the left side we have the timeline in which the attacker were able to compromise and put their hands on in the device. Around 3:25 p.m., the attacker recognized that we had an SAP system internet exposed, and 1 minute later, drop the first malware binary, and executed in an amount total amount of time of 2 minutes, executed the full chain. So, since the attacker acknowledged the SAP system was exposed, or the system that was exposed was an SAP system, drop a specific vulnerability of the SAP system that they know they was available, and nothing else. So for me, was really impressive that they had like a previous knowledge about the specific POC that they need to execute to be able to compromise the system. And afterwards, around 20 minutes from since the attack started, the attacker was with their hands on the keyboard, interacting with the SAP system to try to get some information and understand what kind of device they were able to compromise. That's also a really interesting thing. So to summarize briefly, 2 minutes to compromise, to have some process running in the device, in the target device, and less or around 20 minutes to some human being interacting with the device afterwards. Why we know that the attacker was with their hands on? Because we identified this Minnet Commander. The left image is a stock image for those who doesn't know what is the tool. Basically allows to inspect easily instead of a terminal, executing commands is a more easy way to explore the file system. And on the right side, is a sample. In the document that we share publicly, you have the full list of the directories that were inspected. This one that we put here in the slide are the ones that are more related to SAP World. So here we have the attacker explored the SAP system binaries, probably to analyze the version of the system, or if they were able, they can abuse any of these binaries some specific way, system logs, probably trying to capture some users or user agents, or also devices or IPs. Also here we have the SAP host agent, which is a really important SAP component. For those who are not from the SAP world, that agent allows to execute stuff in the device. So probably they wanted to know more about that specific component. We also identify, based on reverse engineering, that the malware that the attacker drops was really similar to a botnet that is known from 10 years ago, more or less, that is known as Billsgate botnet. Nothing related with the person. And on the left side, we have our own analysis, the files that we identified that were created, the reverse engineering of the binary, analyzing the libraries that they were using in order to identify maybe the final objective of this vulnerability. And of course, we perform some kind of search and we get access to some analysis published, like, again, 10 years ago, with the same files, the same libraries. So this is a stock botnet. This is a malware that is you can modify and abuse to use by yourself. So combining an attacker, combining an old vulnerability with an old piece of malware, was able to compromise a device that was internet exposed in this precise case. Here is a summary of the tactics and techniques that were used with this attack. The attacker abused a public facing application, in this case, as a vulnerability. That is the same case of the elephant beetle abusing the FIN 13. the